His grace, de Dios Prabhu. De Dios Prabhu is a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He will be staying in Radhadesh for the next 3 weeks. And he will be lecturing during the next days about Srila Prabhupada. He is writing a book about Srila Prabhupada. So we are very happy to have his association. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tera Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Channa Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Gopi Channa Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tera Vanachari, Yamuna Tera Vanachari, Yamuna Tera Vanachari, Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charya Astotra Sat Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Samsthapaka Charya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। सामवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 1, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. Text number 30, it is written in prose, very long, that's why it's not written on the board, so we'll just read it. Yavat avabha sayati suragirim अनुपरिक्रामन भगवन आदित्यो वसुधा तालम अर्धे नैव प्रतपति अर्धे न वच्चा दयति तदा हि भगवत उपसनुपच्छिताति पुरुष प्रभावस तत् अनभिनंदन समजवेन रथेन युतिर्मयेन रजनीमपि दिनं करिष्यामीति सप्तकृत वस्त्राणिम् अनुपार्यक्रामत् द्वितीय इव पतंगः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. While so excellently ruling the universe, King Priyavrata once became dissatisfied with the circumambulation of the most powerful sun god. Encircling Sumeru Hill on his chariot, the sun god illuminates all the surrounding planetary systems. However, when the sun is on the northern side of the hill, the south receives less light. And when the sun is in the south, the north receives less. King Priyavrata disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun god on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should invite King Priyavrata to Belgium. That would be good, eh? Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is a Bengali saying which describes that someone is so powerful that he can make the night day and the day night. That saying is current because of the prowess of Priyavrata. His activities demonstrate how powerful he became by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. In Bhagavad Gita 18:78, it is said, wherever there is the master of all mystic powers, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, victory, fortune, and all other opulences are present. Devotional service is so powerful. When a devotee achieves what he wants to accomplish, It is not by his own mystic power, but by the grace of the master of mystic power, Lord Krishna. By his grace, a devotee can accomplish wonderful things, unimaginable even to the most powerful scientist. From the description in this verse, it appears that the sun moves. According to modern astronomers, the sun is fixed in one place, surrounded by the solar system. But here we find that the sun is not stationary. It is rotating in a prescribed orbit. This fact is corroborated by Brahma Samhita 5.52. Yasya gyaya pramati samvritta kala chakra. The sun is rotating in its fixed orbit in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Jyotirveda, the science of astronomy in the Vedic literature, the sun moves for 6 months on the northern side of the Sumeru Hill and for 6 months on the southern side. We have practical experience on this planet that when there is summer in the north, there is winter in the south and vice versa. Modern materialistic scientists sometimes present themselves as knowing all the ingredients of the sun, yet they are unable to offer a second sun like Maharaj Priyavrata's. Although Maharaj Priyavrata devised a very powerful chariot as brilliant as the sun, he had no desire to compete with the sun god, for a Vaishnava never wants to supersede another Vaishnava. His purpose was to give abundant benefits in material existence. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that in the months of April and May, the rays of Maharaj Priyavrata's brilliant sun were as pleasing as the rays of the moon. And in October and November, both morning and evening, that sun provided more warmth than the sunshine. In short, Maharaj Priyavrata was extremely powerful, and his actions extended his power in all directions. Translation again. While so excellently ruling the universe, King Priyavrata once became dissatisfied with the circumambulation of the most powerful sun god, encircling Sumeru Hill on his chariot. The sun god illuminates all the surrounding planetary systems. However, when the sun is on the northern side of the hill, the south receives less light, and when the sun is in the south, the north receives less. King Priyavrata disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun god on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine. So this is a very amazing verse, how Maharaj Priyavrata was able to create a second sun. Can you imagine a scientist who is able to create a second sun? It's very difficult to imagine. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Priyavrata did it. And of course we can be skeptical about such statements that a human being is able to create a second sun. But we take it on the basis of the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from the Lord, from Krishna. And therefore, if Krishna says that this happened, we take it that it happened. But we can also give some rational, if for Western people, we are very attached to rationalism. We need to justify everything with the intellect in order to accept it. Although our intellect is so limited that we cannot even understand ourselves. We cannot even understand our emotions. Human beings, we have emotions. And sometimes very intellectual people, when go through a crisis, we cannot understand our emotions. And then need to go to get some professional help, right? Some psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, and so on. So, but still, Western people, we are trained in this way, that we need to understand everything with the intellect. Srila Prabhupada, in regard to these wonderful phenomenons that occur in nature, and when human beings are able to replicate something that occurs in nature, he will use the term achintya shakti. Achintya shakti. Whatever happens, wonderful, that happens in the universe, that's the power of achintya shakti. Shakti means energy, achintya, inconceivable. The inconceivable energy of God. The inconceivable energy of the Supreme Lord. How is it possible that there are two human beings? Like Srila Prabhupada gives this example. We try to imitate, we try to create a life, mixing matter, mixing chemicals. DNA, scientists, they claim that they have created life. I'm not a biologist, I don't understand much. But so they say, although we do not see, Srila Prabhupada will challenge the materialistic scientists, that okay, at least create something like a little insect, an ant, or not even that, create an egg. Take the chemicals, create an egg, which can produce life. What to speak of creating bodies, male and female bodies, which will create other bodies. Even assuming that that scientists are able to create some sort of living beings or living particles, can they create such particles in different male and female that they can replicate and create many others? So this is actually Achintya Shakti, the inconceivable energy of the Lord. How does that happen? And there are so many things that occur in nature that we are very amazed. For example, how the whole ecosystem, like creating, the plants take during the day, create oxygen, and during the night, CO2, right? This is what I learned in school. I hope they taught me right. I don't know. This is what they told me. I'm not expert in these things. So, but actually, this is very amazing how this oxygenates the planet for so many living beings to live, to be able to breathe pure air, right? So all this is Achintya Shakti. Or, for example, take the ocean. There is so much water and salt in the ocean. Who put the salt in the water? Isn't it? The salt preserves the water. Who chose to put the salt in the water? So again, this is Achintya Shakti, the inconceivable energy of the personality of Godhead. And then the sun illuminates everything and gives life to everyone. There are some people, there is a movement who they don't eat prasadam, they don't eat any food, not prasadam nor even bhoga. So they say, I don't know either, this is what they say, they advertise. And they say, I forgot the name, but basically what they do, they take, you can do search Google and you will find it. I think it's living from the sun or of the sun. So they say they live, they get the prana from the sunlight. It's possible. Krishna has given so much power to the sun. And we get vitamins by exposing ourselves to the sun. So this is Achintya Shakti, how the sun gives nourish the whole universe. We feel happy when there is sun. Yesterday, today is not, we're not, we may feel, okay, devotees are transcendental, so maybe you may say so. But even devotees, generally when there is sunshine, they feel more happy. The previous days I saw many devotees very happy. Oh, what a world. This. For so many days we're having sunshine in Belgium. This is extraordinary. One week in a row, no clouds, no rainy clouds. Maybe some of us spoke too loudly. And then Krishna said, okay, here, some clouds. Sometimes happens. Like I was told that when, I think were the British who built the Titanic? Were the British? I think we're British. With all due respect to any British citizens here present. They built the Titanic, and they said someone was so foolish as to make the statement that this ship is so powerful that not even God can sink it. So what was the result? The result is that God said, you're challenging me? You think I cannot sink it? And then he used a little bit, actually very little bit of his Achintya Shakti. And I think the fellow, they say that actually there was an iceberg and the captain or whoever was giving the orders was so proud that he said, okay, the Titanic can defeat anything. Let's go. And that was the end of that powerful ship, that nor even God could sink it. Only a small spark of Krishna's, of the Lord's energy, destroyed that insignificant ship. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ekam shenas tito jagat, that with a little spark of my splendor, I sustain the whole universe. What to speak of taking care of a small creation made by a human being? So the question may be raised, how is it possible then, if human beings are so limited, how is it possible that Maharaj Priyavrata was able to exhibit such a powerful Achintya Shakti? How is it possible? Any thoughts on that? Any thoughts? So, some points Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport. Or other thoughts you can think of. Prabhu? The power of austerity, okay, we could say, if we take devotional service as divine austerity, tapo divyam, or in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Krishna says, tapo me ridayam sakshat. This divine austerity is my heart and soul. It's no different from me. Yes, Srila Prabhupada says that because Maharaj Priyavrata was a great devotee of the Lord gave, reciprocated with his desire to offer a good service to his citizens and gave him that extraordinary power. Good, that's a good point. Any other points? By worshipping Krishna. So by worshipping the Shaktiman, the owner of the Shakti, then he got Achintya Shakti, inconceivable energy. Good. Any other reflections related to the topic? Can you speak? By following the instructions of the spiritual master, yes? Yasya deve para bhaktir, yata deve tata gurau, tasyaite katite yarta prakashante mahatmana. Srila Prabhupada, he will give always credit to his spiritual master. And actually, Srila Prabhupada is a wonderful example also of an exhibition of Achintya Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself, he has spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over India. And he predicted, Prithivite Acha Yatta Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoive Moranam. And his dear devotee, Srila Prabhupada, empowered by him, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exhibited even a greater achievement than the Lord himself. The Lord is very happy to see his devotees succeed sometimes even more than himself. Ultimately, the Lord is the doer, and the devotees are happy to serve as transparent instruments of the Lord to fulfill his mission. Can you think of any other examples of devotees who became more powerful than the Lord? Think of any of the Lord's incarnations. I'm asking you so that you don't sleep then. If not, I will just speak and then. An example, Ram Lila. In Ram Lila. Very good. Very good. Yes. The Lord himself, Lakshman, Lord Balaram, Lakshman is not different from Lord Balaram. He was saved by a devotee of the Lord, Hanuman. What else did Hanuman perform, another feat, which we could, comparatively speaking, we could say was even greater than Lord Ram? That's one. There is another one, very famous. He ate the sun. Yes, that's related to the sun also. There is a story where he ate the sun. I think he thought, I don't know all the details of the story, but I think he thought it was a very ripened fruit. He thought it was a kind of a special type of mango or something. He ate the sun. That's true. That's happened. Yes, he actually jumped. The Lord built a bridge. Even it was an extraordinary bridge, was a levitating bridge, was floating on the water. But Hanuman didn't even need a bridge. He just jumped across. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. So the Lord takes pleasure in giving achintya power to his devotees in order to glorify them. Also Arjuna. We find in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how after Arjuna returned from Dwarka, after the disappearance, the Maushalya Lila of Lord Krishna, Arjuna was totally devastated. And then, after his brother Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from him about what had happened, actually he concluded, it cannot be anything so bad that has happened other than the disappearance of your dear friend, Lord Krishna. Otherwise you couldn't be so depressed as you are. So, after that, Arjuna started to remember all the great feats he had accomplished by the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord, he had defeated even Lord Shiva. Can you imagine? To defeat the destroyer of the universe? With his mere dance, the whole universe is burning to ashes. So how is it possible that a mortal, or apparently a mortal being, of course, Arjuna is a special personality, a special eternal associate of the Lord, but still, he was playing the role of a mortal. How is it possible that a mortal human being can defeat Lord Shiva, the destroyer of the universe? Arjuna was able to visit the heavenly planets and give a hand to his father, Indradev, to fight some demons which were creating trouble even in heaven. So again, by the mercy of the Lord, he was able to achieve such great successes. And many others. He gives a very long list. So, and then he says that, but then when Krishna withdrew his power, I couldn't even protect some of Krishna's queens who were traveling to Hastinapur. I couldn't protect them from a band of cowherd men. He was fighting alone against many warriors, but no, he couldn't fight even some village people who were taking care of the animals. So the power is given by the Lord and is taken by the Lord. Whatever faculty we have to perform anything, big faculty or small faculty, is given and taken by the Lord. A question may be raised, what about non-devotees? Do the non-devotees get a Chintya Shakti or only the devotees? They also get. Can you give an example, you or anybody, can give an example of a non-devotee who exhibited extraordinary power, a Chintya Shakti? Hiranyakashipu. Yes, that's a very good example. It is described that no one in the past, nor in the future, so is said in the Bhagavatam, nor in the future will be able to perform such great austerities as Hiranyakashipu did. He was able to maintain his body, his life air in the middle of the bones, and the ants were eating all his flesh, not were eating, had eaten all his flesh, and he was still keeping alive. Very powerful. It's difficult even to imagine. We get a little cut and we are almost crying. Little cut and so playing mandanga, little blood, and we feel pain and we don't want to play anymore. But Hiranyakashipu, he was performing austerities and all the insects were eating his body. He was so focused, so concentrated. This is mystic power, yogic power. Srila Prabhupada speaks in Nectar of Devotion about the Ashta Siddhis, 8 mystic powers. One of the mystic powers is to come to do the opposite that nature is doing. And this is actually the mystic power exhibited by Maharaj Priyavrata. And Srila Prabhupada says that great yogis are able to develop such mystic powers. And we could say great scientists, if they are blessed by the Lord on account of their austerities, they may have performed austerities in this lifetime or in a previous lifetime, on account of their austerities, they are able to accomplish something very extraordinary. For example, scientists are imitating the birds, the airplanes. These are imitations of the birds. Not so good imitation, was not as good as Priyavrata did with the sun. He did a super good job. We can see here that even during the summertime, the most intense month, the sun was a special sun, which was cool, like the moon. Very extraordinary sun. And during the winter time was especially hot, especially warm. So sometimes scientists try to do something better than God, imitating. But when something is done in a challenging attitude to the Lord, then the result will not be as good as when something is done for the service of the Lord. And therefore Priyavrata became a better scientist than any other scientist. Because Srila Prabhupada explains in the second paragraph of the purport that actually he didn't want to compete with the sun god. Because the sun god is a devotee of the Lord. And a devotee does not want to compete with another devotee. Prabhupada says. So his motivation in creating such a special son, unique son, was to serve the people, to serve his citizens, to serve the devotees of the Lord, because the people in his kingdom were devotees of the Lord. Any comments or questions on this topic? Tejas Prabhu, would you like to tell us some Prabhupada story to illuminate the topic of today's class?
Presence and interaction with both in Aishwarya bewilders us. It seems, perhaps, that great devotee to the Aishwarya actually give more opulence to the population rather than that they're just holiday.
What I will say, he didn't do it in a spirit of challenging God like the materialistic people did. But his desire to serve the citizens was so big that Krishna empowered him to do that, because otherwise how he could do? How he could construct a chariot whose wheel would perform such a wonderful contribution to the universe? That people will feel even more, even in the universe, but the material universe is dukkalayam ashashvatam, temporary and full of miseries, a miserable world. But he was able to relieve even the external miseries of the citizens. This is what I can say. Any other comments on that?
You mentioned at the beginning that the verse is prepared to grows and explain why is that it expresses something special, because it is dramatic. It's logic, it's like that is
I don't fully understand, sorry.
At the beginning you mentioned that the verse is not for us anymore, that the grows, it became grows.
I'm sorry, I'm having a problem with the language.
The verses now is not anymore in prose.
Oh, in prose. Oh, sorry. I was thinking of the sun, but not the prose. Why is in prose? I don't know why, but in the Bhagavatam there are more than 30 different meters. The Bhagavatam is written in such a beautiful way. It's a masterpiece of Srila Vyasadeva. And there are all kinds of Sanskrit meters, even Tamil meters from South India. And also prose is included. I'm not a Sanskritist, so I cannot say much more than that. If anyone knows more, please say. But as far as I understand, the prose, we don't really sing it, we recite it. It's more a spoken type. Although you can put some intonation and sing it. But so the verses are like very long lines, like we write normally. Any other questions or comments? That's a nice point, yeah. That's a good point. Yes, actually, if we look at the meters, many times they change the mood. That is one verse, like the regular meter and ustup, the short one, 8 syllables. And then suddenly something happens, and then a longer verse takes, is chanted, and then it's very beautifully composed from the literary point of view. And even materialistic scholars, they appreciate very much Srimad Bhagavatam from the literary point of view. And this is Srila Vyasadev did it in such a way to attract the minds of everyone. Devotees, but also other people in the age of Kali who will feel attracted by external aspects, by philosophy or by literary abilities and so on. By musical also, musical abilities, because the verses can be sung. It will be actually very nice if some Sanskritist will sing the Bhagavatam with the different intonations. Could be a very beautiful performance could be done for the pleasure of the acharyas and for the pleasure of the Lord. Any other questions or comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo.
Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.